A bad reference can ruin a job search. Some job seekers are so worried about what their former employees say about them that they hire detectives to find out. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Amitha Sharma reports.
Scott Ginther had a hunch his former boss might badmouth him if he used him as a reference. They'd clashed over changes in their department at a telecommunications company, and Ginther eventually resigned. To find out what his ex-boss was saying, he hired a Los Angeles firm called Documented Reference Check. The company calls up ex-employers and asks for references. Ginther said he was shocked by what his ex-boss said about him.
He used words such as, he is anal, he has trouble making big decisions, he probably isn't a good fit for this field and probably should be looking for something else. Those are all opinions, and they're really not backed up by the performance record that I had while working for that company.
Ginther thought he was doomed.
If I was a hiring manager and I was using that information to base my opinion on whether or not I was going to hire this new employee, I wouldn't do it.
Ginther filed a lawsuit against his ex-employer. The transcript from Documented Reference Check was Exhibit A in that suit. Michael Rankin is Chief Service Officer with Documented Reference. He says the company uses certified court reporters to pose as would-be employers to find out what ex-bosses are really saying. More than half a dozen such companies have sprouted up on the internet in recent years, and it's a growing industry. Rankin says such companies are a helpful resource for workers.
Vindictive employers that are saying nasty, negative things have to be stopped. And there's no other way that you could know that they're saying negative things about you.
Most states allow people to sue over bad references if workers can show they have been defamed by their ex-employers. And California takes the bad reference law one step further, according to employee rights attorney Don Sessions.
California does have an additional law that makes workplace misrepresentation a crime. People can go to jail for doing this sort of thing, so it adds much more power to the rights of employees.
Many companies now have policies against giving references because they don't want anything they say to be misinterpreted or make them liable. The companies will only confirm a person's employment, title, and the time worked. But employers can also be found liable for not revealing enough about a former worker. In one case, a school district in San Bernardino County was sued because it failed to tell another district that its ex-employee had molested children. Sessions says employers have an obligation to pass on certain information, but can be penalized if that information is unsubstantiated.
It's a real dilemma for employers, but they've got to make their decision and follow the advice of their lawyers.
So with all the pitfalls involved in giving out references, how is a prospective employer supposed to decide whether to hire someone? Employers can ask for an applicant's past annual reviews or why he left his previous job. And increasingly, applicants are being asked to sign a release for their former company to speak about them. With such a release, says employment attorney Paul Kondrick, most companies are happy to provide references. But Kondrick thinks people's use of deception to investigate what their past bosses say about them is going too far and may even border on fraud.
And that's the problem. And I think a neutral third party, whether it's a judge or jury, looks at that with a jaundiced eye, and they should.
Whether looked at with a jaundiced eye or not, business at Documented Reference Check has spiked in recent years as unemployment has risen. More laid-off workers, Rankin says, are seeking the company out to determine who among their past bosses they should use as a reference. For Scott Ginther, that was the primary benefit of using the company. His lawsuit never went beyond settlement talks, and he eventually found a job with a different former employer. But he said the experience taught him about his rights as a worker. He has also scrubbed the name of the boss who badmouthed him from his reference list. For NPR News, I'm Amitha Sharma in San Diego.